At number four, I've got Seattle. A loss, a 1-0 loss at San Jose shouldn't hurt them that much because San Jose is a really good team. One loss to a good team isn't going to hurt you that much. At three, the aforementioned San Jose Earthquakes. On good form. Now, their defense kind of patched together. I mean, no one really stands on that back line. They play together well. Beta Shore's playing well right back. And Bush and goal, they're hard to break down. At two, Real Salt Lake. Like Rob mentioned, you don't come back from two goals at Portland than they did, so got to get prepared for that. And at number one, the unbeatables, Sporting Kansas City. Will they go undefeated this year?
Fuck no.
No, probably not. That's my top five.
All right.
Wisconsin soccer update. Over in Dutchland, Chuck Kozalskis goes 7 minutes for Helmond Sport in their win against some random second division club.
Yay.
Not starting, that's rare for him, not starting, but give him the week off, I guess. As mentioned previously, Cal Malice made the bench for Montreal, but didn't see any time. Ethan Finley gets a 5-minute cameo for Columbus against Toronto. Got fouled, pretty much it. Jaden Merritt, another good outing for Vancouver in their 0-0 just butchery of soccer against Philly. And once again, Pat McLean, Tony Walls, and Tim Ward don't play soccer.
Woo!
That's what we got. Weekly awards. Benny, Yank of the Week.
Yank of the Week? Right now, for me, it's got to be Hurt Gomez. In form. On point. Love it.
I have Eric Lehigh.
Tough to go against that one.
Had a goal, had the...
Ridiculous assist.
Yeah, we'll call it an assist.
It is an assist.
It's an assist.
Okay. Goal, the assist.
It was a corner kick.
Any.
It was a corner kick.
Essentially.
And he kept Kalou in his pocket for much of the match. A lot of the attacks either went down the middle or down the left side. So, yeah. Lehigh, very good match.
And as promised, I said whenever Hurt scores, he wins Yank of the Week. So, Hurt Yank of the Week. With honorary mention to Tim Howard for two clean sheets and two attempts this week.
And an honorary fuck you to Jurgen.
No, I'm just trying to fuck you to Jurgen. All right, Dick of the Week, who we got?
Under 23s.
Bitter!
Bitter!
I'm going to go with Caleb Porter for not removing his goalkeeper as soon as he was hurt.
Caleb Porter. When your goalkeeper has an injured ankle, get his ass off the field. Just stupid.
Bitter! We're still better!
Dumb. All right, goal of the month. Benny, what you got?
Hurt Gomez's second goal against Puebla was a ridiculous cross-goal finish that I can't recall anything from this month or from the past month that was much better than that.
It was like a close-up version of Hazzy's goal last year.
Yeah. He was off balance, but still found a way to put it across the way, but still in the net. Good for her.
Robbie?
The guy who never, or who does all of his best work with the national team, Freddie Adu.
Yeah.
Goal versus Cuba. Very good strike.
Lovely strike.
The only game that we actually showed up for.
Hit that one quite hard. This month was absolutely loaded with gorgeous goals from the U.S. men and women. I mean, there could have been 20 goals in my top 10. Just, I don't really do the top 5, but
there could only be 10
is
goals.
Is any goal that Alex Morgan scores, is that a gorgeous goal?
Always.
Well, her goal this weekend was pretty ugly.
I don't agree with that.
It was a good.
It's not possible.
It was only on the basis that it was Alex Morgan.
It was a aesthetically pleasing goal.
Okay.
I don't really do a top 5, but I had to do 10 because there were so many goals this month that were absurd. So in no order, honorable mentions go to Joe Corona for his chest volley against Cuba.
Really?
Honorable mention. It's a hard chance.
Well, I mean, he got extraordinarily lucky.
Off his chest, outside of the foot in the near corner, that's a hard shot.
Wait, you have 10, but you have an honorable mention.
Yes, that's what I'm getting at.
No, six or ten are honorable mentions.
Oh, okay.
So that one was ten.
No, it's...
It was a good goal.
It's six through ten.
It was a very well-taken goal.
So it's not in any order.
Where he...
As I said.
Okay.
It was a very well-taken goal where he had taken advantage of some pretty lucky situations. Like, for instance, it bouncing right to his chest. He didn't take a great touch off his chest, but it was perfectly placed right in the center of his chest.
And he played it to his foot and put it perfectly. That's a hard shot. That's a hard finish.
Yeah.
It's a good goal. And that gets him an honorable mention. Let's see who else. I got Josh Gatt for his half-field gallop.
Assault.
Less impressive than his previous ones because no one really challenged him. Like, no one stepped to him until the last second.
He's got a reputation now in the Norwegian League.
You'd think someone would try to defend him, but they let him run wild, which was poor goal, or depending on Stromgusset's part. Other honorable mentions to Hurt Gomez for his 12-yard header, which was just absolute bullet. I mean, I have not seen a harder header in the last 2 or 3 years. He crushed that thing in the top corner. Lindsey Horan, the U.S. Under 20 women's national team against Mexico, spun a defender, took some touches, and ripped from 25 yards out. And Keely Ojai, also against Mexico, spun another defender, crossed the goal 20 yards, top corner. So, honorable mentions to them. Top five, Freddie Adu's goal is number five for me. Robbie mentioned that one earlier. Number four, Morgan Bryant's free kick against Mexico. The women scored a shit ton of phenomenal goals in that tournament. Just destroyed them.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, just destroyed. Morgan Bryant had a 25-yard free kick, top corner, just dunked it in there. At number three, Quincy Ameriquois's goal against Columbus. Took some touches and, again, bad intent, 25-yard bomb in the top corner. Number two, Hurt Gomez's effort against Puebla, that Benny mentioned. And number one, I think this year's goal of the year so far, Julie Johnson against Guatemala. Just an absolutely thunderous first-time volley, 20 yards out into the top corner. You can't hit a ball that much harder. And it was a 19-year-old girl who did it, which I don't know where she had that much power from.
So you have that over Tim Howard's goal?
Yes, absolutely.
Really?
Because she hurt that ball. Tim's was very much lucky, but this was just hurt the ball. So, goal of the month goes to Julie Johnson. Good work, ladies.
Cool.
Yank of the month. Benny, what you got?
Yank of the month? Didn't we just do this?
Yank of the month.
As opposed to
Yank of the week. Well, it's still Hurt Gomez. Nothing has changed. He's in ridiculous form.
Now, bear with me here.
Oh, God.
This is tough for me to do because I don't like him. Tim Ream.
Explain yourself.
Tim Ream wouldn't even make my radar, honestly.
Yeah.
He played four matches this month. They won three.
I can name a lot of Yanks who played four matches this month. And in fact, I can name some who maybe
did Bolton
have won as many as them.
And Bolton have started to win since he started playing. And they've given up six goals in four games, which isn't that great for most team standards, but Bolton was absolutely leaking goals for most of the year. And they are now in 16th place and avoiding relegation.
Making a shitty set of pipes into a functioning...
I don't care.
Shitty set of pipes does not change the fact that they are shitty pipes.
I don't care. Tim Ream's still playing. Tim Ream's playing now, and Bolton's winning.
I'm not going to say that he's not playing well, and that it's not having a positive effect on Bolton. But I think that there are some other Yanks out there, or at least one, that is having a much better month than he is.
I have five right here, actually.
Enlighten us.
So, interesting choice, but I'll allow it. Mentions go to Dave Estrada.
I didn't realize that you were in the business of allowing or not allowing. Are you actually the month?
Rob, you pick again.
Have you not listened to our podcast? That's all I do is demean you guys for poor decisions.
Rob, pick again.
No.
Don't be stupid this time.
Colder.
So Dave Estrada, five goals in it's three or four games for him. Playing quite well out of nowhere. And Tim Howard, four clean sheets this month. Good work for them. The bronze medal goes to Maya Hayes for her performance in the under-20 World Cup qualifying. Five goals, two assists, and woman of the match. I think she was named player of the tournament as well. So Maya was just tearing shit up. Silver goes to Terrence Boyd.
Terrence Boddy, thank you.
Terrence Boddy. Scored 6 goals this month. 5 with Borussia Dortmund's reserve team and 1 with the... Or sorry, 2 with the... well, actually, 4 with the Dortmund reserves and 2 with the U.S. Olympic debacle team.
Team debacle.
Man of the match once. So Terrence Boddy, silver, and gold medal has to be Hurt Gomez. 8 goals in 1 month with 2 assists. Just has one as a Yank at a better month ever.
Whoever's a long time.
8 goals in a month.
How many did Dempsey have in January?
Not 8.
What was it, like 6?
I can look up. It was, certainly wasn't 8.
Well, he had 2 hat tricks.
I think it was just those 2 games.
Those were the only games he scored?
I think so. No. But 8 goals... Well,
against better competition.
8 goals and 2 assists is just nasty.
It is.
So, Yank of the Month, by 2-1 vote, is strictly Gomez. And that's all we got.
Thanks for tuning into this edition of GBAF. We will talk to you next week.
I'm sorry.
No, you're not. Fuck you.